AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Today, an 11-year-old told Congress about smearing herself with a classmate's blood in the hopes a gunman wouldn't shoot her. In the recorded video, her father then asked,
"What did you do then when you put the blood on yourself?"
"Just stay quiet, and then I got my teacher's phone and called 911.
What did you tell 911?
I told her that we need help and to send the police."
Mia Cirillo says she's afraid to go back to school because she doesn't want it to happen again. Mia lost 19 schoolmates and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, on May 24th. During the hearing of the House Oversight Committee, Zanita Everhart talked about caring for her 20-year-old son Zaire, one of the survivors of the Buffalo Massacre, in which 10 blacks were killed in an apparent racist attack by an 18-year-old white gunman.
"As I clean his wounds, I can feel pieces of that bullet in his back. Shrapnel will be left inside of his body for the rest of his life. Now I want you to picture that exact scenario for one of your children. This should not be your story or mine."
But on the House floor, as a bill to raise the age limit to buy semi-automatic weapons to 21 and limit magazines to 10 rounds was being debated, Ohio Republican Steve Chabot:
"Instead of school security measures, we unfortunately have a bill full of likely unconstitutional provisions that won't pass the Senate anyway."
Instead of gun limits, Republicans want schools to have armed security, staff and teachers, and single entry points. The Brookings Institution places its president, retired four-star Marine General John Allen, on administrative leave amid a federal investigation into his role in an illegal lobbying campaign on behalf of the wealthy Persian Gulf nation of Qatar. AP reported yesterday the FBI recently seized Allen's electronic data and detailed his efforts to help Qatar. This is AP News. A 26-year-old California man armed with a knife, a handgun, and carrying zip ties, pepper spray, duct tape, and burglary tools was arrested early this morning near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house in Maryland. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell blames the man's actions on the leak of a draft opinion showing the court leaning toward overturning Roe v. Wade.
"This is exactly the kind of event that many worried, the unhinged, reckless, apocalyptic rhetoric from prominent figures toward the court going back many months, and especially in recent weeks, could make more likely."
Nicholas John Roski is charged with the attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice. During his first appearance before a federal magistrate, Roski, when asked if he understood what was happening and whether he was thinking clearly, said, "I think I have a reasonable understanding, but I wouldn't say I'm thinking clearly." I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.